Coasting versus Crisis. It didn't really hit until, I guess, a few days ago, that I was like, holy smokes. Like, I know I've been throwing around this term with people before, of like being in crisis mode, or people have told me that, and like, well, yeah, of course, because you're just like in survival mode or whatever, right? But I never really thought about the opposite of that, and like what that means, what is not happening because of being in survival mode or crisis mode or whatever else. And I was like, man, I can't remember the last time that there was a large part of my life that I could just coast with. That there wasn't something big just happening all the time. It's been... Did I say I couldn't remember? That's not applicable, that phrase right now. I don't know. My head is not 100% here, but I'm going to try to get into this. So, yeah, it's... the last time that I can think of, I really got to feel like I was coasting a bit. And what I mean by that is that I didn't have to be struggling and fighting and clawing and anxious so much of the time with my daily life. And I could just coast, as in like, hey, I know what to expect generally on a day-to-day basis for the next few weeks or the next few months. It's not like I'm changing jobs or there's turmoil and turbulence within the major relationships that I maintain, things like that. So I would say that when I had my teaching contract, which is like, that ended like 5 years ago now, which it sucks to say that out loud or to just feel it, to understand it, to know it, that it's been that long. But I would say that is like the last time that I really felt like I was coasting for a bit. I was like, or maybe it was 6 years ago when it started, I guess the teaching contract started approximately 6 years ago, and was just like, yeah, I've got this full-time job. I really enjoy it. I know what I'm doing. And it doesn't mean that every part of my life was awesome and fantastic and perfect. There was definitely other things happening within like my close circle and just like relationship issues and whatever. But I had a very large part of my life, which was my career, that was for a year, full-time, like not really in question, seemed like I was going forward. I was propelling forward, and it wasn't about like fighting tooth and nail for every week just to try to move ahead or figure out how I'm going to move ahead. Like, I didn't have to think about how am I going to get out of this or whatever. It was just like, okay, this is a step. I am on the step right now. I took the step and I'm executing the step and I'm doing it and I'm working hard and it's very fulfilling and all that stuff. Since then, being back on the sub list, every year has gotten worse for a myriad of reasons, which I would love to go through sometime, but now is not the time. But things have gotten progressively worse. Particularly within one of the divisions I work in for subbing. So I have been, I mean, subbing by itself for me just isn't great as a long-term thing. There's a lot of anxiety that comes with that, of not knowing how much I'm going to work, where I'm going to work, when I'm going to work, if I'm going to work, what the environment is like when I get there. A lot of it's a crapshoot. And it's not great for me. For other people, maybe it's definitely, some people handle it much better than I do, for sure. But again, there are also systematic things within one of the divisions that they've been doing and making themselves incredibly adversarial to their subs. So that hasn't helped anybody. To have that much divisiveness, and I don't want to go into details. But anyway, that has been such a huge part of my life. I have been actively trying to get out of that for like the past 2 years. That has been just like, even sometimes other areas of my life are good for like a week or so, but that is one constant where I'm like, I can't coast ever. I'm constantly looking for work, which is where I would spend the majority of my waking hours, right? Or half of my waking hours would be at work. And then there's stuff that is still getting figured out with family life that over the course of time, things have slowly progressed and gotten better and gotten used to things and handling things and whatever. But I'm trying to find the right word and I can't find it. There are elements within that family structure that are radically unreliable, and that's just what it is. But if that were the only thing in my life that was radically unreliable on a consistent basis, it would be a lot easier to handle. However, there are other elements with, if I would say that my half my waking hours, if not more, are at a full-time job or full-time hours within that job that day, then a child's like waking hours that would be equivalent, but in this case more of their waking hours, because their waking hours are a lot less than mine, are at school. And so we have elements that are wildly unpredictable, that's just the way that is. But then we have a school that is so incredibly malicious and incompetent as a habit, as a, it's not a one-off thing, that exacerbates things, that is incredibly stressful, that puts us in crisis mode, that makes me anxious just talking about it, even though I'm being super cryptic and vague. That's a massive element. Job is a massive element. And there are other things in my life that are stable. And although they are important, they don't take up the amount of waking hours that these other two things do. And when those two things are in such a ridiculous, horrible state, wherein there are people making decisions with malicious intent, to be clear, also with severe incompetence in their position, and it is negatively impacting me to a degree that is extreme, it is difficult, is an understatement, for me to not be in an anxious state on a daily basis. To constantly put out fires, to constantly fight and scrap, or make the decision to have to weigh the options of what am I going to advocate for today? What am I not going to, because that would make things worse to actually advocate for myself in a diplomatic and proper positive way, would actually make things worse. So what am I not going to say today? What am I going to say today? To have that happen for years on end, daily, to have conversations that you shouldn't need to have daily, it's incredibly tiresome and wears on anybody, I would assume. It is, I don't think that it is just me in that situation that would feel the way that I'm feeling. And it just reminded me of like, man, remember that time for like a year and a bit that you just got to coast and feel good on a consistent basis? You're fulfilled by your job. It wasn't in question. You weren't trying to get out. It was the next step. You were doing well. You were learning. You were growing. Your self-improvement. Like, and I feel like that aspect of self-improvement has never gone away. It is very much still there, despite being in crisis mode and having to just figure things out on a day-to-day basis. And how, I mean, with that much anxiety too, and there's chemical changes, there are things that happen to the body, it affects your physical body as well. That element has still been there. I'm just like, I am trying to improve myself. But a lot of that focus is on trying to deal with anxiety. And yes, there are things I can do with that. And there are things that my level of anxiety or a general anxiety disorder that I possess is not due to these external factors, but you can't get away from the fact that these external factors that should not be are massively exacerbating this issue to such a degree that I have a hard time coping with it. I don't know how to explain it. It's like if you're walking down the street and I don't know. You're walking down the street just one block and I can't even think of an example. Like, it's just, I don't know. You're driving down the street. You've driven one block and there's a pothole and you can swerve out of the way and you can be safe because there's not traffic or you slow down and whatever. And you can weigh all these things. You can see everything in front of you and you can avoid the pothole. Yes, it sets you back a bit. But if the street is filled with pothole and every single block is filled with 20 potholes and there's traffic and there's people, you know, tailgating you and there's someone in front of you that's not paying attention to the signs and they're on their phone and there's people throwing stuff at your car and there's a tornado up ahead. You know what I mean? Like, there's these outside elements that I can't control that even if I was in my most healthy state are going to negatively impact me because I can't possibly hold all of this, even when I'm at my best. And that's super difficult. And I was just thinking of just, yeah, of like, man, it'd be really nice to just like breathe through this coast, to just relax and feel like, man, I don't have to worry about this one thing that is a major part of my life, whether it be career or kids going to school or whatever. I don't have to worry. I don't have to feel on edge every day and feel like I can't breathe because I don't know what's going to happen today. I don't know how someone's going to with like willing intent, do something to put up a roadblock in my way, which there are also roadblocks that are not intentional. There are things that just happen and I can let those go a lot easier because I'm like, okay, it's a really crappy day with the weather. Who am I going to be upset about? Or who am I going to be upset towards? I can't phrase my sentence. If there's a blizzard and that's causing me grief, I can let go of it so much quicker because I don't have a source that I can assign blame to. But there are times where, yes, people are fallible, including myself, and people make mistakes and nobody's perfect, including myself. But there are times where people, again, there's incompetence, there's malicious behavior, and sometimes there's both, and to an extreme amount that, again, it is not just me being paranoid that those things are being directed at me, but because I want to challenge people and hold them accountable, then it becomes a very specific target. I become a very specific target. Anyway, that was supposed to be a conversation, and I don't know anything. Yeah, coasting would be cool. I would really enjoy getting to a space in my life again where that could happen. It's just like a weird realization to just be like, yeah, I know that I've been in like survival mode for so long, but I didn't even recognize that meant there was an absence of being, like, I mean, I recognized it, but not in that language. And that language just makes it so much different because now I'm like, yeah, when is the last time I've got to just kind of be on autopilot for a hot second and take a breath and like still working, still progressing, still reflecting, still doing all those things, still, you know, again, finding opportunities for growth and working. It's not like being on vacation, but it was like to know what tomorrow generally would look like, to know what next week probably looks like, to have some amount of control in your own life, you know, to be, especially with work, being like, oh, I, a professional in that field, actually get to exercise my education and I'm trusted to do that. Wow, that feels really good. it did feel really good in the moment too. It's not just in hindsight, but I never thought it would be this many years after that, that I would be in this, I would be in this place, that I would slowly degrade and get to this place that I've been stuck in for years. And obviously I could have started, I guess things weren't that bad 4 or 5 years ago. When I went back into subbing, it wasn't that bad. And then the next year, and then and it just slowly got worse. Part of it is my patience with it, because of all those things that subbing, that is a part of subbing that you can't get around, like not knowing what opportunities you have in front of you, not knowing what classrooms are going to be available the next day or week. Again, not knowing about work, the gaps in work. There's plenty of things there that you do know about. But again, then there are entities that have made the situation worse. So it was like boiling frogs for a while. I think I just got to cap it off there. I feel like if I keep going, I'm just going to go in more circles.